here's one for you, Ben. This is from Dan on Twitter, who says, are scientists looking for alien life?
I love this question. The answer is a resounding yes. We've been doing it for a very long time. I mean, at least as early as the sort of 1900s, the very early 1900s, and probably much earlier than that in terms of people just looking up into space and hoping that they see something. But in terms of concentrated efforts using good technology, it will have started around the beginning of the 1900s and really kicked into high gear in the kind of late 70s, early 80s timeframe. Broadly, searches for extraterrestrial intelligence, as they are known, fall under the umbrella term SETI, S-E-T-I, perhaps you've heard of it, and there's a few different institutions around the world that sort of adopt that name and use it to describe the things they do. There are two sort of main types of SETI search, if you like. The probably more traditional one is to essentially get a big radio telescope, kind of like a satellite dish that you would have on the roof of your house, to try and sort of point into space and pick up radio waves coming in that could be signals from alien civilizations. We humans are putting radio waves out all the time, so it's not a stretch to imagine that alien civilizations might be doing something similar. Although there have been no detections just yet, there was at least one really interesting period. In 1977, at the University of Ohio, I believe, they have this telescope called the Big Ear, and it received what is widely considered to be the strongest candidate signal from space for an alien message. It was called the WOW signal. It was basically just an extremely powerful radio signal that hit the telescope once. It lasted like 70 seconds or something like that, some short period of time, and has never been observed again. And no one's been able to explain any source for it. So it's sort of widely considered to be like the best, the closest thing to an alien communication we may have observed.
And so what are people actually looking for? Is it, you know, predominantly just signals, or is there anything more to it than that?
Okay, so the ones with radio telescopes and stuff typically are looking for sort of radio waves from out of space. But there are other ways you could think about searching for extraterrestrial life. And these typically revolve around looking for what are called alien megastructures. So, yeah, this is getting a little bit more sci-fi, but it is extremely cool. So we theorize, basically, that any advanced civilization will constantly be increasing its demands for energy until you reach a point where you basically require all of the energy output by a given star, like our star that we orbit around, the Sun. We don't come close to harnessing even all of the energy from it that hits the Earth, let alone all of the energy it puts out in all directions at all times. But a super advanced alien civilization might want to do that. And if they were going to do that, they would want to build something that we have called a Dyson sphere, which is named after this guy called Freeman Dyson. He was a physicist. He has nothing to do with the vacuums, but
that
fair
was
enough.
My next question.
Yes, no, I thought that as well. I was like, oh, wow, but no, definitely not. So the idea behind a Dyson sphere is you basically create some giant structure that encapsulates a star and just like sucks all the energy out of it, like an array of solar panels or something. And maybe instead of having one big rigid structure, you would have a whole bunch of little satellites that orbit the star in rings and stuff and just absorb all the solar energy that way, and then you could have it for whatever purpose you want. And if that was the case, you might be able to see signatures of these things, like Dyson swarms, they're called, these swarms of satellites moving around distant stars. So pretty much every time we see a distant star with like a weird dimming pattern or something, like there's something weird about the sunlight coming off it, some people get pretty excited about the fact that it might be a Dyson sphere or a Dyson swarm or something, but so far there have been no confirmed reports.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that, Ben.